Thank you and welcome back. All right, how did April stack up in the record books, weather-wise anyway? Daryl Richeson, North Dakota State climatologist.
Temperature-wise, almost exactly average. It was really the entire state, northwestern sections of Minnesota. Everyone, you know, temperature-wise, finished it, you know, about as average as you will ever see a month. You know, it's kind of scary that everyone was usually either zero, right at average, or plus one or minus 1 degree. So, I mean, just really, really average. Of course, rain is where there's a difference. You go from about Edgley, or I could even probably go down to Ashley, go down to McIntosh County, straight to the northeast through, you know, Barnes, Cass County, Clay County, up to the northeast. Boy, we're talking most areas 200% of average, so twice as much rain as normal in April. So we'll go down as a pretty wet month, but far northeastern North Dakota didn't get much. So if you go from like Bowman to Langdon, straight line, most of those areas are like 50% of average. And then far, far southeastern part of the state was closer to average, and then northwestern North Dakota was a little bit above average too. So I'd say about 2/3 of the state got above average in North Dakota for rain, and the other third was drier than average. If you go back this century, okay, back to 2001, that's technically when the century begins, through 2023, I don't have all the data from last year quite in yet, the trend has been for dry and warm in North Dakota. And you might think to yourself, but Daryl, we've had so many terrible springs. You're absolutely right. But that terribleness is that we all remember, and it's true, mainly occurred in April into the first 10 days of May. And I know last year, 2024, was an exception for rain and stuff. But, you know, it's just that trend has been kind of warm and dry in May. And there's reasons to believe that we'd finish May at least a little bit above average. And I think being above or below average might come down to a thunderstorm complex. You know, can we get, you know, sad, I hate to say it, but again, now from May onwards, the next 90 days, a vast majority of our precipitation comes from severe weather. But I think if that's going to occur, it's going to be at least the second half of May, not the first half of May.
Looking at soil temperatures, we need them to warm up.
But again, I think next week, even in the morning sunrise, the soil temperatures at 4 inches will be 50 plus next week. So, Lorelei, I think it's full go for all crops from this point forward. Again, just give it a couple more days, and then everything, that warm up begins.
But let's check weekend weather and next week.
Point of the next 10 days. Look really good. If you got the moisture, you're just going to be in heaven. Rapid planting will be occurring once we get the areas, everyone dry enough to do that. It's just going to be awesome. And yes, an 80 is not out of the question. Our average first 80, by the way, is on May 3rd. You know, I'll be honest. I was a little surprised that we hit our first 70 of the year yesterday in Fargo. You don't have to go like too far to our west, and it did not hit.
Yeah, but we did locally.
But that was our first 70 of the year, which came about 2 weeks later than average. But if we had 80, that will come almost exactly when we usually see it. Generally, I think, you know, at least around 70 or warmer for the next 10 days. Every day is going to be a little different. It always is. You know, we might, you know, after the, you know, what you were talking about, the 80, you know, then it might, a cold front might come through and a dip down. It might be a mid upper 60, but then it would pop back up into the 70s again. Looks to be the case for, you know, at least the next 10 days. And there should be very little moisture during that time frame. So if you miss the rain, you're just going to get drier. But if you got the rain, boy, I think next week, if you're going to watch how much planting of certain crops has occurred, you know, it's just going to jump. I mean, it looks that promising. It's probably the best stretch of weather we've had in a few springs.
Good news from the director of NDON and the North Dakota State climatologist, Daryl Richeson. And once again, he and I agree. Next week should be rain-free, except for a couple of sprinkles. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking one more break. We'll be right back.